This article is entitled, The Journey Begins, University Chumash Leaders Engage in Relationship Building. It's written for us by Stephanie Grimaldi, a freelance writer living in Antioch, Illinois. An ELCA school is working to strengthen its ties to a local indigenous community in an effort to find healing by building relationships. In January and February, California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks began a series of events to mark its journey of intention to acknowledge the Chumash land on which it sits. California has one of the largest populations of Native Americans in the country, said Lori Santamaria, the university's Director of Faculty Development and Inclusive Excellence. While some schools have land acknowledgments, formal statements that recognize and respect the indigenous inhabitants of a particular area, Cal Lutheran does not. Santa Maria, a black Louisiana Creole woman of Choctaw descent who has studied diversity for more than 20 years, expects Cal Lutheran to issue a formal land acknowledgment, which takes some time and is also guided by indigenous leaders. Understanding the process to be based in relationship, she asked her longtime friends and indigenous knowledge keepers, Kathy Ann Wilcutts and Stephen John Garcia, to help begin a university-wide healing process. Wilcutts, who is Lakota, and Garcia, who is Tongva, Mescalero, Apache, and Yaqui, first offered a sacred tobacco blessing and an eagle dance to set the intention for the land and invite its ancestors to be a part of the healing offered, officials explained. Later, the indigenous knowledge keepers led a walk across the Olson Road Bridge that connects the south and north campus of that college, which culminated in a land blessing. We talked about prayer and forgiveness and reconciliation and healing, all the things that had not been said before, Santa Maria said. It was cool, and I've never seen anything like that. This land intention work has created an atmosphere that is more open, more loving, and brings in that open and rooted concept that the Lutheran Synod is walking the talk. We're moving from being performative, we're just doing this ticking boxes, to being more substantive. In January, Cal Lutheran religion professor and ELCA pastor Colleen Wyndham Hughes launched the multidisciplinary honors course, Indigenous Rites and Practices. The class itself had been in the works for 5 years, she said, and learning about indigenous life ways was always a part of its plan, but Santa Maria brought passion, joy, and personal relationships and lifted public events and ceremony alongside the course, Wyndham Hughes said. One focus of the course is the importance of indigenous people having access to ancestral sites and how environmental alliances between justice organizations and native people can sometimes be uneasy. Some environmental work can be homogenized or even erase native peoples while it purports to protect the land for all peoples, she said. It obscures the importance of land to tribal peoples. Many people assume religion is about belief, which is not connected to land, and is therefore portable. But native peoples are in an essential relationship with land and Creator, so those sites have ongoing importance. While neither the founders of Cal Lutheran nor rancher Richard Peterson, who donated the 130 acres upon which the university now sits, were the ones who removed the Chumash from the land, there's still a connection that needs addressing, Wyndham Hughes said. There's not a direct link there, she added. Yet because the Chumash see themselves in a relationship to the land, it matters that these are their ancestral lands. The 20 students in the class have worked with Indigenous leaders, including Wilcutson Garcia, as well as Vance Black Fox, ELCA Director for Indigenous Ministries and Tribal Relations, who hosted a Zoom discussion with the students. Wyndham Hughes hopes this session becomes a regular class listing and that it won't be the only course centered on Indigenous people and lifeways. The impetus for the land intention events originated from a separate incident on campus that required healing, Santa Maria said. The pandemic, though it has been shared traumatic experience, has showcased other significant national traumas, she said, including racial reckoning and the hurts and the inequity around systematically underserved students, who at this campus are Black or African American or Latinx or LGBTQ students. In the spring of 2020, the student body was invited to a Zoom meeting to address racism, and several disagreements between groups came to the surface, Santa Maria said. Shortly thereafter, the nation went into a lockdown, leaving this tension on campus unresolved. So this heaviness, this discord, is what we all walked into in the fall of 2021 when students returned to the campus. For this reason, Santa Maria wanted to begin a healing process immediately, but she felt the university needed to start at the beginning. She said in diversity, equity, and inclusion work among all the groups that have shared oppressions, Native Americans have borne the brunt of genocide and discrimination, and not having anything around this land and skipping to the Black-White problem doesn't make any sense at all. Land intention work is where we needed to start. It was a prerequisite to diversity, equity, and inclusion work. Since Cal Lutheran hosted its initial land intention events, Chumash leaders and the university have been in regular conversation. In February, Wyndham Hughes and Santa Maria participated in a Zoom meeting with several Chumash leaders, including a recent graduate and a current senior, who spoke about how difficult it is to be one of the very small number of people on a college campus, Wyndham Hughes said. And now that a relationship has been established, the university can discuss ways to make Cal Lutheran a more welcoming place for Native students, she added. Equally important, Santa Maria said, a Chumash-led land acknowledgement can get underway, and healing and growth can continue in other ways. One student has already expressed interest in starting an Indigenous student club. Scholarships specifically for Chumash students could be another option in the future. Santa Maria wants people to understand that the healing the university has worked toward, both with land intention and racial issues, is a collective endeavor. This is for everybody. This is work for all of us, she said. It's not benefiting one group or two groups or three. It's for all people on our campus and in our society. People don't understand that when you participate in these things, you honor their differences. You realize this work is for all of us. You want the campus to be a place where all the students have a sense of belonging. Then you're going to get the highest result, the best education, the best leadership. Santa Maria hopes Cal Lutheran continues this story of healing. She says, to me, it's a journey of relationship building. It's about people more than it is about the land. We started with the land because we're placed in this location, but it's the people, the relationships.